From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, new information about student performance in charter schools, the publicly funded but independently run schools that are one of the cornerstones of the No Child Left Behind education reforms. For the first time, test scores from charter schools across the country were compared with those from conventional public schools. The result? Students in the charters lagged behind their public school peers in reading and math. Those charter school findings were included deep within a voluminous report called the National Assessment of Educational Progress, commonly known as NAEP. The Department of Education usually issues a press release about NAEP results, but the charter school data were posted online without any public announcement.
The information was uncovered online by researchers with the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT, and first reported in the New York Times. The teachers' union has been critical of charter schools in recent years. AFT researcher Bella Rosenberg says the information was not easy to find.
Certainly no member of the public could ever have found this because there never even was an announcement from the government that the data were available. So it was like digging with a teaspoon in the Sahara.
Bella Rosenberg says the AFT analyzed data on fourth graders attending charter and public schools and found that overall charter school students lagged behind public school students in reading and math.
What we discovered is on every comparison, charter schools underperformed compared to regular public schools. Charter schools tend to be located more in central cities. So we said, all right, that's a larger proportion of poor kids, so maybe that accounts for their poor performance. So we compared charter schools in central cities with regular public schools, and they underperformed by significant levels. I mean, we're talking about the equivalent of a half year of schooling. We said, okay, charter schools enroll a slightly higher percentage of poor children than regular public schools do, so let's compare poor children in the two types of schools. And the only way we could do it, because there's no income data, is by eligibility for free or reduced price lunch. And once again, on that apples-to-apples comparison, charter schools did worse than regular public schools. We compared minorities in charter schools and in regular public schools, blacks and Hispanics. And by that time, the sample starts winnowing down that regular public schools did better than the charter schools, but the results were not statistically significant.
The Department of Education takes issue with the AFT analysis. Nina Reese, a deputy undersecretary at the Department of Education, says the findings are not fully accurate and do not take into account the fact that many charter schools are still relatively new and often serve an underprivileged population. Ms. Reese also explained that the department wanted more time to analyze the data on charter schools before presenting them to the public. There are more than 3,000 charter schools in the U.S., serving more than 600,000 students, and the ranks of charter schools may grow in coming years. Under the No Child Left Behind education reforms, chronically underperforming schools could be penalized. One sanction is to convert troubled public schools into charters. AFT's Bella Rosenberg has concerns about that.
The first thing I would start off with is whether it's wise to have being restructured as a charter school as one of the sanctions on the assumption that being educated in a charter school will be much better for, low-achieving kids than in a regular public school. That never had any evidence behind it to begin with, and now with this evidence, I would hope that this discussion gets earthbound and we deal with real evidence, because even as we speak, there are hundreds of schools across the country that face being restructured into a charter school. And for my money, I would rather see investments in proven reforms, in proven methods for bolstering the achievement of low-income kids in particular, than to just, keep on chasing after a magic bullet.
Bella Rosenberg of the American Federation of Teachers. Chester Finn is the president of the Thomas B. Fordham Foundation, an education research and advocacy group based in Washington, D.C. He's also a former Assistant Secretary of Education. For more than a decade, Finn has been a strong proponent of charter schools. He says it's too early to give charter schools a failing grade.
That would be really grossly premature. First of all, do keep in mind, most of them are not getting the same money. Here in Ohio, for example, they're getting about two-thirds of the money of the regular public schools. But setting that aside, most of these schools are 2 and 3 and 4 years old. These are new schools. They are still getting their sea legs, still trying to, in many cases, get their acts together, perhaps slower than they should, but nevertheless, that's what they're doing. And the kids enrolling in them are kids who are already, for the most part, in academic trouble. That's why their parents moved them out of the tried-and-true public school and into this sort of risky brand-new charter school, because the kid was not thriving educationally.
What do these findings say about the charter school movement?
The findings say that there's absolutely no grounds for complacency for charter school people in terms of academic achievement. It is a wake-up call, or it ought to be. I'm not trying to gloss it over. It says that, by and large, charter schools are not doing any better than the regular public schools to which they are meant to be alternatives, and under some circumstances, they might be doing slightly worse, at least for fourth graders, at least in reading and math. I've realized for several years now, the closer I get to more and more charter schools, that putting a charter sign over a schoolhouse door does not guarantee that you've got a good school. It merely gives you the opportunity to be different. It's not always an opportunity that's made the most of.
Looking back with a critical eye over the rhetoric surrounding charter schools, were they oversold?
Every education reform in my 30 years of experience has been oversold. Everything has been described as a kind of instant panacea, silver bullet, cure-all, and of course that's never true. Everything ends up depending on the human element. Are they good teachers? Is it a good principal? Is it a good curriculum? Things like that, whether it's a charter or not. And so what charters are is a shift in how we think about who operates public schools and how they are accountable. I think it's a historic shift. I think it's actually the future of public education. I'm still very bullish on this idea. I just don't think we should assume that a charter school per se is guaranteed to be a good school.
Chester Finn, thanks so much.
My pleasure. All the best.
Chester Finn is the president of the Thomas B. Fordham Foundation. We also heard from Bella Rosenberg with the American Federation of Teachers.